The FBI says it's investigating an attack on an outdoor mall in Boulder, Colorado, as an act of terrorism. Police say eight people got hurt after a man used a makeshift flamethrower and threw a Molotov cocktail at a group gathered to raise awareness about Israeli hostages held in Gaza. Joining us now, former FBI agent Ken Gray is here. And Ken, I hate the fact that I always have to have you on when these major stories happen, but I think you have such great insight. What do you think about this latest case? What can you tell us?
So, Melissa, the big question that seemed to be generated about this was whether this was an act of terrorism or not. In this particular case, a man by the name of Mohammed Suleiman, who attacked this group, apparently yelled "Free Palestine" while committing this act, using a makeshift flamethrower and throwing incendiary devices, Molotov cocktails. The Bureau is investigating, but the fact that he yelled "Free Palestine" and while he was conducting this attack puts this into the realm of being potentially terrorism. And the chief there, Redfern, initially said, "We don't have enough information to characterize this as terrorism." But the director of the FBI had said this was a targeted attack and that it appeared to be terrorism.
There are a couple things in this, Ken, that are very concerning to me. The first is something you and I talked about the last time you came on the show, these Molotov cocktails. You and I were talking about the concert that was happening. I think it was a Lady Gaga concert, if I can remember correctly, that was in another country. But same kind of thing where they stopped it ahead of time, but it would have been these Molotov cocktails, which, again, my understanding, Ken, is you can make these in your home. I think that's one of the biggest concerns to me is these Molotov cocktail attacks. We hear about them from time to time, but I have to say I'm surprised these don't happen more because, man, could they do a whole lot of damage very quickly.
Absolutely. Very easy to construct something that is just thrown into the crowd after lighting the rag stuffed into a bottle with a flammable liquid. The problem with Molotov cocktails is that quite often the person throwing the Molotov cocktail will also get burned themselves. Mm. These are dangerous devices, dangerous to the user, dangerous to the people that it's being used against. The crowd that this was thrown into has been doing this on a regular basis, that is, walking through the mall area, saying the names of hostages, singing, and just making their presence known peacefully since the event there in Israel from the Gaza Strip. They've been doing this for the hostages. And so this was a very peaceful protest going on. This just shows how people can be made into victims of acts like this because of the differences
of
what's going on. Absolutely.
Yeah. And again, Ken Gray is here, former FBI agent, and we're talking about this horrible, the latest attack that has happened in America. This one was at an outdoor mall in Boulder, Colorado. And thankfully, again, it sounds like the victims age range from 52 to 88. They were injured, but it doesn't sound like anyone is going to pass from their injuries. It's at least at this point, thank God for that. The other thing that I'm really concerned about here, Ken, is, you know, it kind of hits close to home in the sense that we just had, it wasn't a Molotov cocktail per se, but we just had an attack happen at one of our malls here in Connecticut at a Waterbury mall last week. And when I hear about malls being kind of soft targets, I'm wondering if you're seeing malls as a targeted area in recent years in America. Are you finding that malls maybe need to be hardened? Like, do you think that we need to do more security wise for shopping malls?
Well, after the shooting there at the Brassville Mall in Waterbury, the chief called in of Waterbury called in the owners of that complex to discuss that very thing. But in this particular case, this is an outdoor area there, not only the mall, but by the courthouse itself. And so when you start talking about areas that are not confined by walls like it is at the Brass Mill Mall in Waterbury, but instead is out in the public, out in the open, then how much of an event like this would you want to put security into? The police are already there. There was a fairly quick response to this man there, Mr. Sullivan there in Boulder. You can't have security guards on every corner.
Right.
And so we have a real balance going on here between the right of the public to be able to move around freely and then the need for protection against events like this. But keep in mind that while these really catch our attention, these are relatively rare events when you look at the greater scheme of things. And so, you know, really it should be intelligence driven. That is that if things like this here have caught the attention of law enforcement, that there is reason to believe that an attack is going on, then additional security in the area is needed. But, you know, on a day-to-day basis in an outdoor venue like this, I think it would be hard put to warrant putting additional security in an area like that.
Yeah, that's really true. So, Ken Gray, I mean, what would be sort of something from your professional standpoint, again, a former FBI agent, I mean, is there anything to sort of take away from this? Or is it just basically kind of what we always say, which is, you know, always being, you know, having, I would say, crime prevention at top of mind when you're in public places, when you see protests happening? Because, again, there's only so much you control, if you will, that you can have over these situations. You can't tell people to stop protesting. As you mentioned, it was very common. It was fine until somebody decided to throw a Molotov cocktail. So there's only so much you can kind of take control over. Is there anything you would take away from this case to let the public know about?
Well, I think that the fact that if you have somebody like this here, the Mr. Sullivan, and that he was reacting to the protesters that were there and feeling the need to act, that there were steps that he had taken to carry out this act. They said he had a makeshift flamethrower. Well, that has components into it. And so perhaps, you know, a tripwire that if people are buying certain items, that might cause the need to take a look further into exactly what is going on, especially when it is things that can be used to make a weapon like this here. So that's one possibility. Another one is sources in the community. That is, if somebody in that community said this person is a hothead and they're planning to do something, that might also additionally require some steps being taken. But out in the public, it's see something, say something, and just being aware of your surroundings.
Mm-hmm, certainly. Ken Gray, former FBI agent, always appreciate having your insight when these major events happen. Thank you so much for your time.
Anytime.